Welcome to Grief Matters, a podcast that features conversations about life and death, hosted by Lori Opitz, Director of Bereavement at the Joseph T. Quinlan Bereavement Center. No subject is off limits and no topic is taboo. Please submit your questions about anything end of life, dying, death, and grief to KarenAnnQuinlanHospice.org/griefmatters.
Hello, everyone. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about a fascinating subject, funeral traditions. This is a vast subject, but it is fascinating, and I'd like to just touch on a couple of points today. Until the 20th century in the United States, funerals were held in our homes. We did all the arrangements, and then we buried our loved ones out in the yard. So let's just take a look at what that would be like if we did that today. Can you imagine grandpa in the coffin, in the living room, kids running around, you're baking and cooking, trying to prepare for the friends and family that are coming to pay their respects and say goodbye to grandpa. And after a day or so, the living room starts to not smell so well. And their kids are creating a ruckus. You're telling them to go play somewhere else. And you realize that you have to do something to cut down on the odor coming from grandpa's decaying body, because there was no embalming at that time. So you go out and cut flowers from the garden, the ones that smell the nicest, and surround the body with flowers for a better presentation and reception. And then someone has to dig a hole in the backyard to bury grandpa when this is all taken care of. And everybody goes back home. I, for one, am certainly glad that this is not the current state of affairs for funerals. I most certainly believe it was the best thing at the time, and it served a wonderful purpose for the gathering together to unite, to comfort and support each other. But funeral arrangements handled by professionals, bodies being preserved and embalmed by professionals, I think is a good stride in elevating what we offer to people who have died. Undertakers was a term used, and it came because of the fact that these were the people who undertook the work of a funeral and arrangements. So the one tradition that we have kept from that story is the surrounding of the coffin with flowers. Whenever you go to a wake in a funeral home, you'll see that there's lots of flowers and beautiful arrangements that have been delivered, paid for by loved ones in as a sign of respect and caring and support. I've done it many times myself, but that tradition started because of the lack of embalming and the odor that was created from the decaying body and the need to put fragrance and florals around the casket. So we have maintained that tradition, and I believe the florists are very happy that we have, but there really is no need to surround the coffin anymore with flowers. It is just what we've always done, and so we always do it still. In recent years, I myself have chosen to put money in an envelope for the family. Whatever I might have spent on very expensive flowers, I offer to the family instead. And it's been since I learned about where that tradition came from, I've decided that I think money would be better received and needed. But that's just me. Embalming started actually with the ancient Egyptians and didn't become popular in the United States until around the time of the Civil War, when we needed to preserve the soldiers' bodies for the trip home. And from that time on, it became more of a commonplace thing to happen. Today, of course, we use cremation a lot. And unless you are going to have a wake and a viewing before cremation, embalming would not be necessary. But it is part of the requirements to preserve the body, and it helps present your loved one better for viewing if you are going to have a wake, as a form of closure, as a form of saying goodbye and honoring that person visually and physically before they are buried or cremated. There are a few terms that we use in everyday conversation that came from old funeral stories, and they are saved by the bell, dead ringer, and graveyard shift. And that all started in England when, and England is small, so they were running out of cemeteries and space for them. So when they ran out of room, they would dig up the coffin when they needed space and take the body and the bones out and put them in just a bone burial place and then reuse the coffin. And they found that one out of 25 coffins had scratch marks on the inside. And they realized that they were burying people alive. So the plan they developed was to attach a string to the wrist of a person when they buried them, and then run that string outside of the plot and hang a bell next to their grave. And there would be someone who would sit at the cemetery for the graveyard shift and listen to hear for the sound of bells. And if a bell rang, they would run and dig up the grave and rescue the person. So the person was saved by the bell. And that person also was a dead ringer. So just a little bit of light conversation about death and dying and how it looked in the past and how it looks now. So I hope you enjoyed these little stories and traditions. And as always, I thank you for listening because grief matters.
If you would like more information on any grief or bereavement issues, including options for counseling, please feel free to call us at the Joseph T. Quinlan Bereavement Center at 973-948-2283, or you can contact us online at copewithgrief.org. Please remember to subscribe to the Grief Matters podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.